Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. And again today, I have with me my friend, Pastor John Welch from Lake Charles, Louisiana, the Dwelling Place. John, good to have you again today.
Pastor Sam, it is great to be in Shreveport with you today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to have you back for a little while anyway.
Yes, sir.
It's good to see you and good to hear the report of what God's doing at the church. And
yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm telling you, I wish we had time to tell you this story today of how God brought this to pass. It's just amazing.
It is.
It's just
it's
amazing.
God. I mean, there's no other way to explain it.
It's just amazing the way the Lord worked, and we're so thrilled for what John's doing. John took a church that was really having some difficulty, leadership difficulty, and has really brought it around. And in fact, I may have told you this, but I had one of the board members call me not too long after you'd been there,
and
he called me and said, "So this is what a pastor's supposed to be like." I said, "Yes, sir. This is what a pastor's supposed to be like."
Yeah.
So congratulations on what God's doing there. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to read our scripture that we've been talking about in the last few podcasts. And I want to read all of it, and then we're going to kind of jump into it today. Paul was talking to Timothy, giving him a leadership lesson. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, he said, "You therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Go back and listen to that podcast. You'll be blessed. And then he said, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must first partake of the crops." Now, there are three things here, John, that I want to deal with, and they're all leadership things. And so Paul was giving instructions for Timothy. The next verse, he said, "Now you ask the Lord, he'll give you understanding about this." But there are three things that have to be dealt with in a leader's life. And the first one is this: it is your involvement with the affairs of this life.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many ministers I have seen fail, fall by the wayside, because they got entangled with the affairs of this life instead of staying focused on what God called them to do.
Yes, yeah.
And you cannot get entangled, because the next thing from being entangled is being tripped.
Yeah.
You know, you get tangled in something, you're going to get tripped up.
That's right.
You're going to stumble, you're going to fall. And so a lot of times people get entangled because I'm trying to think of the right way. They get entangled because they think they can do more than they're supposed to do.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they think they can do things outside of the realm of what they're called to do.
Yeah.
And I use the example of a pastor having side businesses.
Yeah.
Well, look, if God's called you to that, that's fine. But my experience has been you can't do both.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do both. And you've got to be careful about that you don't get tangled up in something that keeps you from really being what God wants you to be, or you get so busy doing something outside your calling, no matter what it is. It says here the affairs of life. The affairs of life could be a business or an occupation or anything outside of what God's called you to do. You've got to be very careful that it doesn't entangle you to the point that you get tripped up from what God wants you to do, and you get lost.
Absolutely. That's a good word.
In that.
That's a good word.
And I've seen it happen so many times. Let me give you here's a good axiom for you. If you can't stop and take the day to pray, you're entangled.
It's good.
If you're so busy, you can't just stop and say, "Hold on a minute, I've got to pray.
Yeah.
I've got to seek God."
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
You're too busy.
Yeah.
And I see this happen way too many times. And really what you end up doing is you get so busy with the affairs of life that you don't have time to refresh yourself spiritually the way God wants you to do. I was talking to Brother Osteen one time about this because he had the opportunity. He could have done lots of different things. Mm-hmm. But he said, Sam, I know what I'm called to do. This is my focus. I'm not going to get entangled in all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get entangled over here trying to do this or doing this. He even had a Bible school for a while, and he said, no, I'm not supposed to do that.
Yep.
It's tying me up. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, just cut it off.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've been with pastors. Let me give you an example. I've been with pastors, and when you talk to them, they talk about all of their business enterprises intertwined in the church.
Yeah.
For example, well, you know, and listen, I'm not saying you're not called to do this. If you are, fine, but you better examine yourself. You know, hey, our daycare, I tell you, it makes money. We use that money, and we've got this daycare at our church, and man, I tell you, it's making $1,000 a week. But what's it doing to your facilities?
Yeah.
What's it doing to your time having to manage that and to keep up with that? I've seen that happen with Christian schools.
Yes.
Some people are called to have a Christian school. Thank God for them. I can tell you, I'm not one of them.
I'm with you.
Because I'm not going to get entangled with that.
That's right. That's right.
I've seen pastors fall. I know personally a pastor who got so entangled in a Christian school and trying to make it successful that he literally lost his ministry.
Wow.
Lost his ministry over it. Had to resign from the church. Over it.
Wow.
Because he was taking church money for the school.
To support, yeah.
You know, you got to be careful that you don't get entangled with things like this. And if you'll understand that, one translation says you can't get involved in enterprises for making a living.
Wow.
That's pretty strong, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Now, look, I'm going to deal with this in a minute, but I understand what you're going to say. Well, Paul worked to prove a point.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
Okay. Paul did not necessarily work because he had to work because the ministry wasn't paying his bills. He did it because he said, I want you to know right now, I have a right to take money from you as a church, talking to the church at Corinth. I have a right to take money from you. But I'm not going to do it.
That's right.
I'm going to work instead because I don't want the gospel violated because they were the ones who were complaining. Well, I'm going to have to give to the preacher. I'm going to have to give to him. He said, all right, I'll just go to work. I know what I got a job. I had a job before, and I'll work for a while.
Right.
But Paul didn't do that long term.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that was a short term thing because he was doing something to impart something to those people to understand, look, I have the authority to receive from you.
Yeah.
Peter received from you. I have the authority to receive from you. Barnabas has the authority, but we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just for a season.
It was for a season. Mm-hmm. One translation says business affairs of life.
Yeah.
Another one says civilian pursuits.
Wow. Wow.
You know, when you're in the military, I don't know whether you can't have a part-time job, can you?
Yes, but it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
But let's put it in the proper context of what we're talking about here. Paul is talking about soldiers engaged in war.
That's exactly right. When you're at war, you don't say, excuse me, I've got to go.
Exactly.
I'm working at the coffee shop this afternoon.
Exactly. So I think when we look at it in reference to what Paul is talking about here, being engaged, no, it's focused on the mission. It's focused on.
You know, I had a pastor, and I'll just kind of tell you this story. And I don't say these to be harsh toward anybody or anything like that. It's not my point at all. But it's to help you understand the severity of some things. He called me and he was selling these gas cards where you could get discounts and gas and stuff. And I said, look, he said, man, your congregation could do this and you could make thousands of dollars. And I could.
Yeah.
You know, my church would follow me in something like that, but it wouldn't be right.
That's right.
And I know church. I know ministers who got their whole church involved with Amway or some product or something. And but listen, it's not gonna work.
That's right.
Okay, you can't mix those things and it be successful.
It muddies the water.
It muddies the waters big time.
Yeah.
But he kept on. So finally one day I just got tired of talking. He called me two or three times. I said, "All right, come see me." So he came to see me and he explained the whole program. And I said, "Bottom line, how much does it cost? He said, "Well, it costs $200. I said, "Okay, come on." We got in the car. I drove to the ATM. I got $200 out. I gave it to him. I said, "Here's your $200. I don't want to hear from you again about it."
Right.
Well, it ended up that whole thing was illegal.
Oh, no.
And he got caught up in the middle of that trying to make money. He was a pastor of a successful church.
Oh, no.
Doing what he was supposed to be doing. Ended up leaving that church, going to try to do something else.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
You've got to be so careful. You have a higher calling in your life. And your calling is to please God who chose you to be a soldier. And I like what the New English Bible says, you must be wholly at your commanding officer's disposal.
That's all in.
And you've got to be careful about business affairs. You can't, I mean, Paul was pretty clear about it.
Yeah.
You've just got to be careful about that. And God can provide for you.
Yeah.
Please listen to what I'm saying. If God's called you to a church or God's called you somewhere, God will provide for you. Don't think, "Well, I'm going to do this, but I tell you, I'm going to have my own provision. I'm going to take care of myself." Well, what are you preaching then?
Yeah.
You're not preaching trust God.
Yeah, life of faith. Yeah.
So you've just got to be careful about that. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Very, very dangerous. It may look good. It may look appealing, but it can be dangerous. I can't tell you how many times I've had the opportunity where I could have made money off of my congregation.
Mm.
Millions.
Yeah.
I could have made millions.
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
No way I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's a trap. It's a
distraction. So I just want to challenge you. Be careful. Listen, let me read it. Let me read this to you again. I think it'll help you. If I read it to you again, you might get, you must be wholly at your commanding officer's disposal. Wholly at your commanding officer's disposal. So be careful about your business getting entangled with the church. Amen. Thanks for being with us today. Look forward to our next podcast. We're going to hook up with some more of this, so stay with us.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.